Welcome to the weekly podcast, recorded live at Glory City Church, Brisbane. We hope you are blessed by this week's sermon.
Thank you, Tony. And sometimes I've seen Prisca as a young girl growing in the orphanage. And sometimes I hear the story and I'm amazed at what God has done in northern Uganda through the seed that Mama Irene sowed. We were here with Mama Irene, I think, 6 years ago. And your altar was, I think, on the other side. And it's 5 years since Irene went to be with the Lord. But Irene lives through people like Prisca. She lives through Pastor Alfred, who is going to preach up a storm here tonight. And I'm going to share a quick story before I share a little bit more about our work. 6 years ago, my wife was expecting, and 2 a.m., labor pain started. I don't know why you women always have your labor pain at wrong hours of the night. And so I had to drive her to a local hospital. And midwives in Africa are not very nice people. And so my previous 2 children, we would arrive at the hospital and you have to go look for a nurse who is probably sound asleep somewhere. And she gets up very grumpy because you're interfering with her sleep. But this one time I arrived at the hospital and the nurse walked out at 2 a.m. to receive me and my wife. And I was in shock, like this doesn't happen. And as the nurse drew closer, I heard the nurse say, "Uncle, welcome." And I looked and it was my daughter that we raised, you know, and put through primary school, high school, took her to achieve her dream of becoming a nurse. And she was doing her internship at a local hospital. The thing about the Irene Gleason Foundation is that we don't just train them with skills, but we instill in them godly values and character, servanthood and compassion, which other nurses probably don't have. And you can see that photo up there. That is Prisca as a trainee midwife who delivered my boy. And 6 years later, Israel, my son, is almost taller than Prisca now. And my joy that night was not just to receive my baby boy, but to entrust the birth of my son and my wife in the hands of a young girl that I saw through school to realize her full potential. And this is what makes the Irene Gleason Foundation unique from many charities. We had an amazing mother who gave away everything in obedience to God's call to go to Africa and rescue children in the war. Over 60,000 children were abducted. Prisca was among them. Many died in the bush and never came back. But Irene Gleason went and set up camp right in the middle of that war. At some point, the number of children were over 10,000. Currently, we have about 4,000 kids who are receiving support from us. And Irene is long gone, but her vision lives through the children that she raised. She didn't send an Australian to take over. She trusted the children that she groomed, educated, and empowered to carry forward her work. And Prisca was a young girl when I was already a leader. Now we have built a 3-storied maternity hospital, and who sits on the management team to plan a hospital, a young girl who came through the school? This, only God can do this. Only God can do this. So this has been possible because of the support from Australian people. Through child sponsorship, through donations, thousands of young children are achieving their full potential. We, in our country right now, in the region where we live, 6 out of 10 girls do not complete primary school. And the number is getting even worse. Fathers are selling off their daughters for money. Young girls drop out of school for something as simple as lack of menstrual kits. The shame and embarrassment that it would affect them in school, they stay out of school. Schools that don't provide feeding for children as Tony said, some children have to walk back home 3 to 4 kilometers to eat food and then come back. Many don't come back to school. And in most homes, they keep the young girls to cook for their brothers while they send the boys to study. Our schools provide education, feeding, medical care. In partnership with Days for Girls in Australia, we provide reusable menstrual kits, and we are able to give opportunities for young girls like Prisca to realize their dreams. Prisca is just one. There are hundreds more in Kitgum, but there are thousands more children who need the opportunity to study, who need the opportunity for sponsorship. Last week we were in Woga, and Prisca met her sponsor, who put her, through midwifery school, and she was blessed to spend that time with her mother. So we appreciate this church for giving us a platform to share our story. We have 4,500 children, but only 1,300 are sponsored. And we share this sponsorship with others who are not. Somehow, by a miracle of God, we have seen the hand of God in our work, and this work continues. I want to share a very short video with you because we don't want to take up time for the man of God. When he starts to preach, he goes for about 2 to 3 hours. So be ready for, no, it won't happen here. There's a short video. We have a lot of videos to share, but we just want to share this testimony. Is our video ready? This is a young man who was abducted by the rebels, and hundreds and thousands of people like him were tortured and brutalized. Can we start from the beginning? Thank you. In heaven, John will have a new body, and his hands will all be better than what we're seeing here. John wanted to commit suicide, and he was just waiting for the nurses to go so that he can take his life. Life was hopeless to him. And Mama Irene, despite working very hard from Monday to Saturday, and after church, African churches go for 6 hours, she needed that rest in the afternoon every week on Sunday. And then God told her, hospital ministry, every Sunday afternoon. She struggled with it, but she was obedient, and she heeded God's call. And every afternoon on Sunday, she would rally all of us. We go to the hospital and prison and pray and encourage people who are sick. Now, hospitals in Uganda are not like the ones in Brisbane. You see some of the worst cases you can imagine. And this was during time of war. People were being blown away by landmines. Rebels were chopping off people's ears and lips and torturing them. And groaning in pain, Mama Irene met John on one of her hospital visits. She shared the word of God with him, gave him some soap, some sugar, and invited him to come to church. John came to church before his wounds had healed. He walked up on his own, lifted his thumbs, still bandaged, and gave his life to Christ. And he received his healing internally before he even received his physical healing. We gave him a job. 10 years now, he's been working as a school secretary. His kids think he's the best dad ever because they see the love in his heart. And that is what ministry to us is, sharing the love of Christ with our immediate neighbor. Last year, we did hospital and prison visit in memory of Mama Irene, and we took over 1,000 gift hampers to hospitals and prisons. Now, we were not short of people to carry them because we have about 600 youth in our technical school. But the whole town was full of young people carrying basins on their heads filled with sugar, soft drinks, biscuit, maize flour, soap, taking it to prison and taking it to hospital. And the testimonies that we have received from this visit is just unbelievable. That is the compassion Mama Irene taught us. That is the love for community that Mama Irene taught us. There are hundreds of work that we do, but serving God is what gives us the most joy. We always say that we don't just feed the children, give them education, counseling, medical care, clothing, and let them go to hell. We share the word of God with these children. And this evening, a young man who was dying in a refugee camp with no hope for the future, Irene took him to become a carpenter. loved him and cared for him in her house, but she didn't stop there. She shared the word of God with him. He is an anointed man of God, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. He leads a church of 1,000 people, but from a refugee kid in the camp, he now sits on the board of the Irene Gleason Foundation, the highest level of decision making. Only God can do that. We thank you for the opportunity you've given us to share with you our testimonies, because that is how we overcome the enemy. We appreciate every moment we get to do this, because we don't have the kind of money to do big TV advertising. Our work grows through relationships, through connections. An opportunity like this for us to share, we are really grateful for that. So, Pastor, thank you very much for the opportunity. God bless you.
Wow, come on. Well, I couldn't think of anything or any ministry better to be able to sow into, eh? Come on. That's really, actually, I just felt on my heart for us just to take a moment. And this isn't something I hear very often, but just to take a moment to ask God what he'd have you put in to sowing into these guys' ministries. You see what they're doing. It's literally changing lives. It really is astounding, even just for myself to hear that is really moving. So let's just take a moment. Amen. Well, if there's anyone who needs a credit card slip or anything like that, you can just put your hand up nice and high, and these amazing people will come around and hand you one of those. Keep your hand up for me. Let's really, really bless these guys so they can continue to be a blessing. Amen. Awesome. Also, they've got up the back at the end, there's some resources, but there's also a way that you can sponsor children up the back. And I would really, really encourage you to pray into that and to consider doing that. I mean, look at the lives that are transformed here today that are a witness to what this organization is doing. So please consider doing that. They're going to have it up the back. And we're just going to take this love offering up now for these guys. So go for it. Awesome. And I'm going to welcome up Pastor Alfred today. Let's give him a huge, huge, huge hand as he comes. Come on. Amazing man of God. Yeah, we can do better than that. Come on.
He has given me 6 hours to preach the word of God. I'm humbled to stand before you tonight. Many times when John Paul wants to take a picture of me in the night, he will ask me to smile big, to make my teeth stick out. Otherwise, I disappear in the dark. And there's plenty of light here. Do you see me well? One visiting pastor to my church told me the reason why Irene picked me from a refugee camp, out of the many children who were dying with hunger, it was because of the smile I have in my face. My smile is not a fake one. I believe it's God-given. Even in the middle of the trouble in a war-torn Uganda, the joy of the Lord in my heart is so real. And I want to thank God for this opportunity. You have heard testimonies of what God has done. And the Bible declares that we overcome the devil with the testimony of our mouth and the blood of the Lamb. And in our school, the uniform of our children is red. It's not just a nice color we have chosen, but God spoke in the hearts of Mama Irene that even during the war, all the children should put on red shirts that represent the blood of Jesus Christ. And everywhere in the community where the children will be going, it will represent the spot of the blood of Jesus Christ. And through that, rebel activities stop in northern Uganda. Today, peace is prevailing in Uganda. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. What I want to share tonight is about the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus bled for us. Jesus Christ bled on the cross of Calvary for each one of us. When Jesus Christ bled for us, he purchased us to himself. When Jesus Christ bled for us, hell trembled. When Jesus Christ bled for us, that pure blood, not the blood of man, not the blood of Abel, not the blood of the lamb, not the blood of any animal or any bird, but the pure blood of Jesus Christ, that blood has done significant things in our life. The blood of Jesus Christ is so real. I strongly believe that in the ministry that God has established in northern Uganda, it is going to impact the life of the entire world through the testimony and even proclaiming the blood of the Lamb. This morning, I was reading the story of how this woman in the Bible came to Jesus Christ and is a woman who had the issue of bleeding. I was thinking about the blood. I want us to read from the book of Mark. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. And we read from verse 25. The Bible says, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up to him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Because she thought, if I touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. This is a story of a woman who had a case of bleeding in her life. When we talk of bleeding, it means blood is coming out. When I think about this woman who was bleeding, the Lord was trying to speak to me about how in the time we are living in, many people are bleeding in different ways. How many people are bleeding in their life? How families are bleeding today? How sometimes marriages that began so well are bleeding today? How the emotions of people that have been so stable are bleeding today? The Lord was opening my eyes to see how the entire world is bleeding. It is like the case of this woman who had been suffering for many years, For 12 years, she was bleeding. And bleeding means you are losing blood from your life. And in her struggle, there was no answer to the problem that she was having. She was afraid to come among people. For that woman, if she was to come in a church like this, she would not sit in the front row. She would sit behind. She would not sit with her head held up. She would sit with her head bowed down. She was bleeding. And the Bible says she wasted a lot of things so that she could get the healing, but she didn't get the healing. Why is it that there's a lot of bleeding these days? Yet the Bible says we are wonderfully and fearfully made by God. Each one of us, God calls us his sons and daughters. We are wonderfully and fearfully made by God to enjoy our Father God. God has set us aside. And the question is, why is it that there is a lot of bleeding? Bleeding comes into our life when things are not in order as God has meant it to be. Bleeding comes into our life when we walk away from God. Bleedings come in our life when we forget who our Creator is. I've seen this in northern Uganda, how people were so lost into drunkenness, lost into bad things, into witchcraft, into many bad things that are happening. Many were forced to kill others. Many became rebels. But I want to thank God when the word of God came in the land. I know many people say it was out of gun that the war was seized from the land. But when believers came together and they prayed, the power of God came in the land, and the bleeding that was in the land stopped by the power of God. I want to testify to you. There were times that we could not sleep. Mothers are crying for their children. Young people have no hope for their future. Young girls were having no hope. They were forced to become sex slaves. And people were living in fear. But God dropped in our heart to trust in him. We went even on the radio proclaiming the word of God, saying that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray to me, then will I hear them from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. And today we are seeing the healing of God in our land because God has raised his hand. Let me tell you one thing. When we run to God, God will run to us. When we turn to God, he will turn to us. When we call to him, he will answer us. He's the only one who can stop the bleedings of life. Let me tell you one thing. When you begin to trust in God tonight, when you begin to look to God tonight, something new is going to happen in your life. Because this God who have done great things in our life, he is able to do it because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's the same God who is so powerful. The Bible says this woman came, and she came because she heard about Jesus Christ. Let me tell you one thing. It is not just enough to hear about Jesus Christ. It's not just enough to hear about the goodness of God. There is something like getting to touch him, getting closer to God, surrendering to God. When I entered here in a time of worship, oh, this church is really touching the aim of the garment of God through the power of worship. You cannot worship God like this and remain the same. God touch your life as you touch him, as you connect with him. This is something so powerful. And I strongly believe that God is in the business of connecting that relationship with him all the time. As we draw closer to him, and he draw closer to us. Tonight is a different night that God needs you to draw closer to him more and more. More and more as you are created to worship the most holy God. The Bible tells me when this woman came and touch the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ immediately. Immediately. Instantly. You know, sometimes in the medical profession, they will prescribe, they will tell you that go and do this, and this is how you should take the tablet. It can you can take 1 month or 2 years, or this you need to take it the whole of your life. But here is Jesus Christ, full of the anointing of God. When this woman touched her, all the prescription was compacted within it all. And when she touched her, when she touched him, the Bible says instantly, immediately, she was healed. The bleeding stopped. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, today, any bleeding in your life, any bleeding in your heart, any bleeding in your family, by the power of God, it is going to stop immediately. Hallelujah. The power of God is going to stop it immediately. The Bible says it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The spirit of God is in control. The spirit of God is amazing. The power of God can do things that man cannot do. The power of God can change your life in a way you have never felt before. And when she touched the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ, she was healed immediately. And the Bible says, Jesus Christ turned around and said, somebody touch me. Yet the crowd were pressing. Yet the crowd were all around. They were all around jumping. There were those who were used to come around Jesus Christ, but they do not come to touch. But here is a person who came particularly to touch. I don't know what you have come for tonight. Have you come to see an African young preacher? Have you come to hear the accent? Have you come to see somebody? For that woman, she came purposely. She came on purpose. You have not just come to another Friday night worship. You have come on purpose. You have come so that you can touch, so that you can be touched. If you need to be touched by God, you need to come with the idea of touching the aim of the garment of God. To sit at the feet of Jesus Christ. To look to him. You remember the story of Mary and Martha? There are some people who are too busy. They forget about God. These days, in the world of social media, there are people who sit even in the church, but they are not in the church. When you come into the church, be expectant. Come on purpose. You need to go back changed. You need to go back filled. You need to go back healed. Whose report do you believe in? You need to believe the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord says you are healed. The report of the Lord says you are filled. The report of the Lord says you are free. You need to believe the report of the Lord. As you come in the presence of God, there's something new that's going to happen in each one of you. You are not a spectator. You are a candidate for the touch of God upon your life. God can touch. God can change. God can take you to another level. The Bible says we go from glory to glory. I reckon this time, as darkness is in the increase, God is going to raise a standard that is unbeatable. God is going to raise a standard that will stand forever. This church will be a catalyst in the city that is going to change the entire city and turn it around for Christ. Because Jesus Christ is real. Anyone who come to him, something will be changed. I can see that God will change life. God will turn around life of somebody. God is going to bring his healing in the life of someone. Because he is able to do it in our life. The Bible says, when Jesus turned around, he said, someone touch me. Because he felt power left him. The power of healing. You know, That's what we call anointing. Anointing is so real. Anointing can be felt. When Jesus Christ was walking, he was carrying the anointing. And wherever he goes, he carries the anointing. And when the anointing is used, he knows. When the anointing is being drawn, he knows. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, where Jesus declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor, to proclaim the year of liberty to those who are oppressed, to bring healing to those who are sick, to proclaim freedom to those who are bound." How does it happen? Because of the anointing upon Jesus Christ. One can be such a great eloquent speaker. One can be so great in the mind. One can be so wealthy. But one thing I love about my Jesus Christ is something that cannot easily be found, is the anointing in him. He is anointed. When he was walking that day, he carried the anointing. One thing that made me tremble here was not the beauty of this house, but the anointing in this house made me tremble when I was lifting my hand to worship God. Where there is anointing, the enemy will pack and go. The light of God comes in. Where there is anointing, fear pack and go. Boldness come in. Where there is anointing, divisions among people pack and go. True unity, the cord of love that can never be broken, will come in. We call ourselves brothers and sisters in the Lord. Be it you're black, you're white, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere. We are one in the Lord Jesus Christ because he has put us to be one. That is coming only by the anointing of God. Where the anointing of God is, new things happen. Who would believe that a young man like this come and stand and preach the word of God if it is not the anointing of God that is prevailing over this place? I thank God for the anointing. The Bible says that the anointing on the life of Jesus Christ was so real. This reminds me of the anointing in the life of Elijah and Elisha. And when Elisha died, even his bones, the bones of Elisha was in a pit somewhere, and a boy died, a young boy, and people were wailing, and as they were crying, some raiders came and hurriedly they wanted to bury this boy, so that they ran away. They took their dead body and threw into the pit. And when the dead body touched the bones, dry bone of Elisha, dry bone, full of anointing, this dead man came to life, and he jumped out and started asking, "What is happening?" He said, "There's raiders coming here." And I don't know whether they fled together or they were just shocked in the amazing miracle that has just happened, because the anointing in the bone of Elisha has just raised a person. I want to tell you one thing. Anointing connect. The same anointing on the body of Jesus Christ is prevailing here tonight. It's prevailing here tonight. is prevailing here tonight. Is here tonight. Something will happen in your life. When Jesus took Simon Peter and few disciples on the mountain, they were praying. And these two men came, Moses and Elijah. They stood by him, and they were shining. Oh, and when they look at them, Simon Peter, always quick to speak, said, look at them. It's good to be here. Nothing about time now. It's just good to be here. Can we build some tent here? One for you, Jesus. One for Elijah. One for Moses. For us, we don't care, even if there's no tent. For us, we'll stay here. But their clothing was shining under the anointing, under the transfiguration. When the anointing of God comes, it transfigures, it transforms. Things that used to look ugly, things that used to look normal, will become extraordinarily different, so powerful, shining, that bring change, that bring light where there's darkness, that bring healing where there's sickness, that bring power where there's no power. Oh, changes come where there is anointing. And Jesus Christ was so empowered, and he was able to face even the wall of impossibility where people were waiting to kill him. He was able to go and face them because of the anointing that rested heavily upon him. Talking of that, I believe we are in a time that the Lord is about to return, and darkness is pressing. Darkness is coming from all area against believers. What happened when Christ was about to face the cross? If you were told that in a few days they are going to crucify you, they will kill you. And the kind of death that they will kill you with will be by crucifixion. And there were Roman soldiers who were trained purposely to torture, purposely to kill, purposely to do all the beatings on the body of criminals so that others are deterred from doing wrong things. You might have watched that movie done by Mel Gibson. The Roman soldiers would bring a criminal, and with their whip, which is having some metal on it, they will try it on a log of timber, and it would hook on the timber, and they pull it out, and they shake it on your face, the criminal, so that you know that the next minute is going to be on your back. Just the sight of that will make your tummy to crumble. And they did that on Jesus Christ. What am I saying? Even for believers, to go through a time where darkness is pressing us in, we need the kind of anointing Jesus got on that mountain of transfiguration. He was prepared. He was prepared to bleed for us. He was prepared. And Jesus Christ, he He went on the cross. They beat him. He bled for us. He cried. His tears rolled. He was looking down in eternity. He was seeing you. He was seeing me. Today, God needs us to run to him. As we run to him, like that woman with the issue of blood bleeding from his life, from our life, our bleeding will stop. That is where the Bible calls us. We are more than conquerors because of Christ who lives in us. It's no longer us who live, but Christ who lives in us. We can face tomorrow because Christ has paid it all for us. You might have had report concerning your life. You might have condemned your life in the situation that you are going in. But there's a good news I have to tell you today. Jesus Christ bled for you and for me. Jesus Christ bled for you so that you will be free today. I want to tell you a good news. When Jesus Christ was dying, blood was all over his body. They beat him everywhere. But the Bible also tells us there are other things that are so hidden in our life that need to go away. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 5, the Bible tells us that by the beating on the body of Jesus Christ, we have been set free from transgressions. We have been set free from iniquity that has been in our life. Iniquity means hidden things that are in our life. Hidden things. When you are knocked by something, when you cut the skin, blood will come out. But when the skin is not broken, the blood will clog under the skin. That is like iniquity. It remains under the skin. Sometimes people don't see blood outside, but there is a bleeding on the inside. There's an internal bleeding, and that is very dangerous sometimes because people look at the outside, they may not see it. There may be an internal bleeding. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ died for us, even to deal with iniquities in our life. There are some iniquities in our life. As a young boy growing as a Christian, I knew that there are other things that I need God to deal with that are internally in our life, that is in my life, that is as an iniquity. And I strongly believe that tonight, God wants to deal with everything in our life, be it any other bleeding that people have known or the iniquities in our life. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, want to deal with every bleeding in our life. The question is, will you press through the crowd? Will you say yes to Jesus Christ? Will you say, yes, Lord, here I am. I need your touch in my life. I need you to change my life. I need you to fill me again. I need you to strengthen my life again. And I believe tonight can be a different night in our life. God is able to change us. God is able to touch us. God is able to transform us. He is a mighty God. He's able to save. He's able to do great things in our life. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's not by any strength. But it's by the Spirit of God, says the Lord. It's going to happen in our life. Tonight, something will change. You have come from home. You have come to meet with God. You have come so that God can touch you and do new things in your life. And tonight, together, as we are standing here in agreement, just release yourself.
Just go loose. Purpose in your life that I need a new touch from God. I need that new move of God in my life. And today, it will be a different day for you. It will change the situation in your life. I want us to take it in a very special way. As we all focus to God, as we all look to God, as we all wait on God and let Him take over in our life. I've seen this hand in my own life, and I believe it can work in your life today. You may be going through addictions in your life. God is able to change it all. You may be going through broken relationship. Jesus, stick closer than a brother. There might be ailment in your life. That ailment can go. I want to invite the wonderful choirs again up here as we're going to worship God together. As we sing to God, just picture yourself. Look at yourself that you have come tonight, your purpose in your life, to meet with God. And we'll have such a wonderful time here as the anointing of God will show up, as His Spirit will show up in our life. And I would love that those of you who need to be prayed for, you'll be coming forward here and we'll pray together. It may be prayers for your own life. It may be prayers for someone in your own family or for something you need God to intervene in it. God is here to do it for you. And can we please rise up on our feet as we worship God?
Thank you for joining us. If you would like to partner with us in spreading the gospel to the nations, you can do so via our website, www.glorycitychurch.com.au. We would love to hear from you. If you have a prayer need, please send us an email at info@glorycitychurch.com.au. We would also love to hear your testimonies. You can email these praise reports to info@glorycitychurch.com.au. God bless.